kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Para po sa ating segment ng Paano Ba, pag-uusapan natin ang ilan sa mga bagay-bagay na ikinalilito ng maraming Pilipino pagdating dito sa Australia. At isa na dyan ang paggamit ng middle names sa mga dokumento. At para tulungan tayo, makakasama natin ang isang solicitor specializing in criminal law, family law, migration law, and civil law. At dati rin siyang former New South Wales police officer. Let us welcome Attorney Tom Baina. Magandang umaga po.
Magandang umaga rin. Maraming salamat sa for your invitation.
And over the years, marami po ba kayong mga na-encounter na ganitong tanong, lalo na from the Filipino community na sanay gumamit ng middle name sa kanilang mga documents, yung mga tanong nila tungkol sa pangalan?
Usually, ang na-encounter ko mga ganun is that when you start applying for your home loans sa mga banko, ang mangyayari kasi dyan is that if in case your identification does not match with your application, nako, they will go through that and they will not, because all documentations has to match with each other. So, first of all, ang history ng middle name, other names, if you go back to history, this actually started from the Roman times. Di ba nalaala mo yun? If you hear about, like, you know, Emperor Octavius Augustus Caesar, di ba? So, tatlong pangalan yun. Okay? So, they used to do that in order to add prestige to their name. So, sasabihin sa akin, like, you know, in my case, may Thomas Baina Jr., okay? Pero dito sa Australia, hindi ko na ginagamit yung junior kasi akala ng Australiano, ang family name ko is Junior. Ang ano nila is, oh, Mr. Junior, how are you? Sabi ko, no, my name is Thomas and my surname is Baina. So, ano yan, parang malilito sila. Like, you know, in my case, I got a second name plus a middle name, okay? Yung second name ko is Raymond. So, my complete name is Thomas Raymond Libre, which is my middle name, Baina Jr. So, napakahaba yan, di ba?
Right.
But legally, I only use two. Whenever I conduct business, my license, my passport, my register of in the law society, anywhere, in my army career, my police career, it's just Thomas Baina. So, dalawang pangalan lang. I don't use my middle name. I don't use my junior. Plus, I don't use my second name, which is Raymond. All you need to do is your first name and your last name. Importante dyan is that, ano yan, it is reflected kung ano yung naumpisahan mo.
Pagdating naman po sa mga kababayan natin na sa passport nila, syempre yun yung makikita. Meron kang pangalan, yung gitnang pangalan sa kayo mismong apelyido. Pero pagdating dito, pangalan at saka apelyido lang madalas yung hinihingi. Hindi po ba parang magkakaroon din ng ano yun, ng problema or conflict yon in the future?
Hindi naman. You know, as long as the most important thing is the key thing is that everything has to match. You have to be consistent. So kung sa passport mo, Idenil Lubispo Magtibay, so kailangan, pag ano mo, mag-apply ka rin ng driver's license, mag-apply ka ng new passport, o mag-apply ka ng loan, o mag-apply ka ng student, o yung enrollment mo, yung mga certificates mo, kailangan magmamatch yun. Kasi pag sabihin dito, Idenil Magtibay lang, tapos ang driver's license mo nakasabi Idenil Lubispo Magtibay, so hindi na nagmamatch, so that will create a problem. So avoid that problem by being consistent.
Kung ano yung naumpisahan. In my case po, halimbawa ako, yung pangalan ko Edinel and then Magtibay is my last name. And then pagdating dito, dun sa mga pinipirmahan ko na dokumento or yung kahit sa mga ID, yung Obispo, which is supposedly middle name or mother's maiden name, ay nagiging second name sa mga documents. So, parang ang nagiging first name ko ngayon and with the second name is Edna Lobismo, and then my surname is Magtibay sa mga parang sa mga documentation. Is that something na magkakaroon ng problema sa ibang mga legal documentation sa pagpo-file?
Oh, definitely. That you will have problems with that. So you have to make sure for correction purposes, tapos ano, para hindi ka makapag-problema, any of those things you have to clarify already. So the way to do that is, of course, you go to a lawyer and have a statutory declaration that what is your real name. So ang mangyari dyan, we will prepare your affidavit or statutory declaration, and then with the attachment, mga exhibits na your passport is named this way. And so ang ano doon is that Miss Idinel Lobispo is also one and the same as Miss Idinel Magtibay, but she is now known as officially as Idinel Magtibay only, or sabihin mo she's officially known as Idinel Lobispo Magtibay. Tama
Okay,
ba?
so lahat ng AKA, ng mga also known as names, kailangan declared siya pagdating dito.
Oo. Correct. Para hindi ka makapaproblema. Kasi later on, when you go for a loan, bibili ka na ng bahay, or yung ano mo, driver's license, kailangan, everything has to match. Kasi ang ano doon, hahanapan ka ngayon ng ano, give us a statutory declaration that you are one and the same person. Kung sino ito si Magtibay, kung sino ito si Lobispo.
Dito sa Australia, sadyang first name, second name, not middle name, second name at saka last name lang po talaga yung kanilang ina-acknowledge.
Yes, but ang second name is not really a requirement. But a lot of Australians, they use their second name, like, you know, Thomas James or Thomas Raymond Baena. So it is just a parabang kung saano pa cosmetics, like, you know, so it's more grandiose para ang andating. So legally, all you need to do is your first name and your last name. The only thing with that is sabihin natin ikaw mag-asawa ka ngayon, so Idinel, hindi na Magtibay, Idinel James or Idinel McDonald, di ba? So pagbalik mo sa Pilipinas, siyempre, ang ipapakita mo is your marriage certificate. Diba? Kung may marriage certificate ka na. Or sometimes, if you are just on a de facto relationship which is still recognized here in Australia and you want to change your name to McDonald dahil yung partner mo is McDonald yung pangalan, so you can, you can use that and you can go for a dead poll. Mag-ano ka sa Service New South Wales to change your name. And then, yun lang kailangan mo, certificate. Pagdating mo sa Pilipinas, then pwede ka na pagsisitain ka na, sabihin mo na, well, I have this evidence na I have changed my name because my partner is McDonald.
So, it's the marriage naman, which is acceptable naman po sa atin na talagang kinukuha yung apelyido ng asawa. I mean,
husband.
Na-adopt. So, mas mabilis yon rather than changing your whole parang identity or yung name mo nang wala kang parang yung mga ganong certification. So medyo komplikado din po pala talaga no ang pagpapangalan. And legally, marami siyang maaring maging problema. Ano po ba yung mga pwedeng ikaso kung sakaling nagkaroon ka ng problema sa iyong identification?
Well, isa dyan is that well, the first thing is if there's malice involved in there, sabihin natin may fraudulent transaction ka. In order to avoid detection, ang mangyayari dyan magiging aggravating circumstance on your case. The police will use that as an additional information that you have gone to the length of parang premeditated ang sinasabi doon. Na in order to obtain or tinatawag dyan, obtain benefit by deception. Dinideceive mo yung tao. So yung judge will take it as an aggravating circumstance. Instead of giving you a minimal sentence, they will give you the maximum.
Po. Attorney Tom, ano ang maipapayo ninyo dun sa mga kababayan natin, lalo na yung mga bagong dating dito na nagsisimula pa lamang mag-ayos ng kanilang documents or yung nga may mga pipirmahan ng mga dokumento na also involving their full name, their middle name, or dropping their middle name dito sa Australia?
As I said, the most important thing is they have to be consistent. Kung ano yung mga majority of the papers that they have and also their personal preference. Kagaya ko, ang personal preference ko is to get rid of my middle name as well as my junior. So, ano na, nagiging consistent lang ako talaga. So, that's also my advice, payo ko sa mga kababayan natin. Na for ease and for simplicity, you try and simplify. Kasi siyempre, sa Pilipinas, iba yan eh. Kasi alam natin, we are used to that, na ang pangalan natin is Edenil Lubispo Magtibay o Thomas Libribaina. We are all used to that in the Philippines. Pero dito na tayo sa Australia, kunting adjustment, di ba? Kasi that will also become easier for the mga ano natin, mga kasamahan natin, mga Australiano, to be able na ang ano natin, ang assimilation natin is much easier, di ba? Ang kagandahan natin ng Filipinos, we can easily assimilate, we can all speak good English, they are all happy to have Filipinos, so everywhere, anywhere in the world.
Yes, something to be really proud of. And with that, thank you so much, Sir Tom, sa pagsagot sa ating episode ng paano ba kundi paano ba ninyo maayos ang inyong mga ikinalilito o yung mga iniisip ninyong problema pagdating sa middle name dito sa Australia.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.